This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with Melanie Bieber, primary school counselor and tri-campus counselor coordinator at Montclair Kimberly Academy in New Jersey. Melanie also co-authored a book called Aaron Daniel Henry Davis, Just Another Day at School, about attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, that recently debuted. And Melanie, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks so much for having me, Eric.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome and looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, if you would, lay the groundwork as we get underway here today. Give us a little background information on yourself. That would be great.
Absolutely. I am a mental health clinician and school counselor. I own my own private practice, Level Up Counseling and Consulting, where I work with children and adults. Much of the work I do with adults is with parents. I help them better understand their children and guide them to support their child's development in ways that are specific to their child's needs. I've also worked at Montclair Kimberly Academy for the past 6 years as a school counselor for pre-K to third grade. I chose MKA because as an alumna, I knew coming into the role how much the school values each child as an individual and teaches to the whole child. In my role as a counselor, I support students, faculty, and parents. My favorite students to work with tend to be little ones with ADHD. My shared sense of supporting students and families in and out of school is part of what led me to write Aaron Daniel Henry Davis, Just Another Day at School. The frequency with which the ADHD diagnosis is misunderstood kept jumping out to me. So when my co-author, Ralph Pacifico, came to me and said, "We're going to write a book," I quickly recognized the value of the message we could share through a children's book.
Well, we're certainly appreciative of what you do and for making the effort as well on writing this book. Thank you so much. Now, speaking of which, tell us about your new book. Give us some of the overview, or give us an overview on that if you would.
I would love to. Aaron Daniel Henry Davis, Just Another Day at School, highlights the realities of the school day for children with ADHD and their endless potential. It celebrates those students whose brains work a little differently than most. The book also works to help children without ADHD understand that children who have ADHD are not bad or trying to do the wrong thing, but they see and experience the world a little differently. My co-author, Ralph, sees his younger self in this story. Together, we wanted to highlight the crossover between academic settings and more active experiences like recess and athletics. As a longtime baseball coach, Ralph could speak to the ways in which ADHD can impact a child throughout their entire day. And since ADHD makes it very challenging for a child to manage thoughts and actions, pay attention, control impulsive behavior, follow directions, and sit still, we wanted to help bring attention to the things that can help most, such as small changes in the classroom, maintaining open lines of communication, and working closely with external professionals, parents, teachers, and coaches. This book takes these experiences and gives them life that so many can relate to.
Also, in referencing your book, what is the key takeaway that you find most readers to take away from this book?
Yes, we really want to create an accurate window into one child with ADHD's experience to demonstrate the realities and struggles of school-age children with ADHD and help give these kids a voice. We also wanted to provide simple tips and tricks to help make living with ADHD easier for everyone, from the children to their parents, caregivers, teachers, and more.
Once again, we want to thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today. We're speaking with Melanie Bieber, primary school counselor and tri-campus counselor coordinator at Montclair Kimberly Academy in New Jersey. She's also the co-author of Aaron Daniel Henry Davis, Just Another Day at School, about attention deficit hyperactivity disorder that recently debuted. And she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Mental Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, do you have any tips for parents while kids are home from school?
Absolutely. One of the most important things parents can do for their kids is maintain structure by setting and keeping a schedule. Although the summer means vacation time, it's still critical that you adhere to a structured day. By creating a schedule, children can better understand the flow of the day and they'll have an easier time meeting parent expectations. If you can, create a visual schedule, because many children process information best when it's given to them verbally and visually. Another tip for helping your kiddo with ADHD while you're home is to balance alone time and playtime. It's important to schedule playdates and other social activities for your child to keep engagement and interaction high, but you also need to schedule independent time for your child. Balance is absolutely key, and what that balance looks like is different for every child and every family. Finally, you really want to fuel with the right foods. Food impacts our mood and the way that our brain speaks to our body. For kids with ADHD, this is especially true. Offer a variety of good food choices that are high in protein and keep a close eye on limiting food with added sugar. Summer is also a great time to educate your kids on the food choices you make to help them begin to understand and take ownership. And don't forget to meal prep.
Meal prep is very, very important. Thanks for mentioning that as well. And speaking of kids being at home, how about tips that you would have for educators when the kids are back in school?
Yes, hard to believe, but September is really just around the corner. Educators are amazing, and they're always looking for ways to ease the transition back to school. As educators set their schedule for the school year, ask students what worked for them over the summer. Oftentimes, children are good at telling you what helped them stay calm and regulated. All we have to do is remember to ask. To that same point, another tip for educators is to keep lines of communication open. Over-communicating with a family whose child has ADHD early in the year will help to cut back on the need for those difficult phone calls later on. Find out what works and keep doing it. And don't waste time trying things the family knows are not a good fit for their child. Lastly, keep that consistency in place. Create a schedule and stick to it. Consistency helps children know what to expect and allows them to have more mental space available for the challenging academic tasks at hand.
Once again, Melanie, we want to thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today. Certainly appreciate what you do in the space and for making the effort to write this book. If listeners wanted to get more information on the book or to know where they could best pick up the book, as well as any other websites that are important for information, where's the best place for listeners to go?
So they can head to ADHDchildrensbook.com to learn more about the book. And if they are looking for consultation services or they're looking for therapy support in New Jersey specifically for therapy, they can head to levelupnj.com.
Very good. And we'll include those links within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Melanie, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, thank you for having me.
And the pleasure was all mine. Again, we've been speaking with Melanie Bieber, primary school counselor and tri-campus counselor coordinator at Montclair Kimberly Academy in New Jersey. She's also the co-author of a book called Aaron Daniel Henry Davis, Just Another Day at School, about attention deficit hyperactivity disorder that recently debuted. And for all the details, simply visit ADHDchildrensbook.com or levelupnj.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.